Let's take the word of the Lord, and as we hear this evening from Jeremiah 37, we will again see the same reminder that we've seen, which ought to be firmly rooted in our minds and hearts by now, hopefully. And if not, we would give our attention, especially now, to His Word. In Jeremiah 37, we're reading verses 1 through 21 of His Word. Now Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had made king in the land of Judah, reigned as king in place of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land listened to the words of the Lord, which he spoke through Jeremiah the prophet. Yet King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "Please pray to the Lord our God on our behalf." Now Jeremiah was still coming in and going out among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Meanwhile, Pharaoh's army had set out from Egypt. When the Chaldeans, who had been besieging Jerusalem, heard the report about them, they lifted the siege from Jerusalem. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, thus you are to say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come out for your assistance, is going to return to its own land of Egypt. The Chaldeans will also return and fight against this city, and they will capture it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord. Do not deceive yourselves, saying the Chaldeans will surely go away from us, for they will not go. For even if you had defeated the entire army of the Chaldeans, who were fighting against you, and there were only wounded men left among them, each man in his tent, they would rise up and burn this city with fire." Now it happened when the army of the Chaldeans had lifted the siege from Jerusalem because of Pharaoh's army, and Jeremiah went out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin in order to take possession of some property there among the people. While he was at the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard, whose name was Urijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, was there, and he arrested Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are going over to the Chaldeans." But Jeremiah said, "A lie! I am not going over to the Chaldeans." And he would not listen to him. So Urijah arrested Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. And the officials were angry at Jeremiah and beat him, and they put him in jail in the house of Jonathan the scribe, which they had made into the prison. For Jeremiah had come into the dungeon, that is, the vaulted cell, and Jeremiah stayed there many days. Now King Zedekiah sent and took him out, and in his palace the king secretly asked him and said, "Is there a word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." And he said, "You will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon." Moreover, Jeremiah said to the king, to King Zedekiah, "In what way have I sinned against you, or against your servants, or against this people that you've put me in prison? Where then are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land'? But now please listen, O my lord the king. Please let my petition come before you, and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, that I may not die there." And King Zedekiah gave commandment. And they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guardhouse and gave him a loaf of bread daily from the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guardhouse. And that is God's word. So the time of the destruction of Jerusalem is getting near. We are at the end of Zedekiah's reign as king when this happens. And it seems to be before what we heard last Lord's Day, since he was not yet in prison. The first two verses give the flavor of Zedekiah's reign and reminds us once again of what we've heard so many times. He nor those under him listened to the voice of the Lord that came through Jeremiah the prophet. And yet even though he wouldn't listen to the Lord through Jeremiah, verse 3, he asked that Jeremiah pray for him to the Lord. And that, of course, is Jeremiah's duty, as it is ours to pray for our governing authorities. Now, at this time, Jeremiah was not in prison still among the people, prophesying and warning them that what was going to happen, the destruction of Jerusalem, of course. And those who were at that time attacking Jerusalem left for a time, that is, the Egyptians and Babylonians, and they gave Jerusalem, through this, or the Lord through these nations, gave them a false hope that Jerusalem will not be destroyed. But the Lord promises that the Egyptians, the Babylonians, they will return, and they will attack the city, and they will take it, and they will destroy it. Well, Jeremiah has prophesied this, and after that he went south to take some property, it says, and the misunderstanding that he was going to the Babylonians, or someone had it out for him. We don't know exactly the reason why. And Jeremiah is arrested, and he's beaten. He's taken to the king, and he prophesies to the king from the Lord that the Babylonians, again, will take Jerusalem. How many times does he have to say it? And how many times is the king not going to listen? And this time Zedekiah shows some form of mercy by not allowing him to go back to that place where he was beaten. And we might say the Lord threw the king. Did so, and yet also provided for him food and sustenance while in prison, which Jeremiah ought to have been thankful for. But again, the word to us is what they did not listen to the voice of Yahweh, and again and again and again this happens, and they don't repent of their sins. Well, let us go to the Lord now and repent of our sins. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Word. And let it be that we would have ears to hear Your Word. That we would repent of our sins. As we come this evening, and especially as we come to partake of the Lord's Supper, we're reminded of the cross of Christ and what He died for. He died for our sins. The sins of breaking His commandments in thought, word, and deed. And we've broken all Your commandments. We've broken the first commandment. We have had other gods. We've taken up other gods before Your face. We've created in our own minds what we'd like to worship. As we want to worship You, we have our minds of how we want to worship You, which is contrary to how You command to be worshipped. And we've made idols of various things, perhaps of ourselves, our own self-interests, or even our families, perhaps even our church, our congregation, or things of this world. What's often on our minds, the things of this world, we've made them our idols. And we've taken Your name in vain. We've misrepresented You. We have joked too much concerning You. And even in thoughts, we have not honored You in our thoughts, nor our words all the time. We've not kept the Sabbath holy. We've failed to work 6 days diligently, and we have failed even this day to rest in You. We've incorporated some resting in the world too. Even in our minds, we've desired the things of the world instead of You. We've not honored our authorities, our inferiors, nor our mothers and fathers. We've been disobedient to our parents. We've murdered in our hearts. We've hated people or hated our loved ones. We've gotten angry at them. We've committed adultery, lust in our hearts, even lusting after other gods. Father, we have stolen from You. You've given us this day to worship You specifically and especially as You've set it apart, and yet we've taken time up in worldly things and worldly pleasures. We've lied and bared false witness. We've lied to ourselves, saying that what we're doing is okay, and yet it's not. And we've lied to you and our neighbors. And we've coveted, we've wanted things that are our neighbors. Perhaps even in our thoughts, as we've driven by things this very day. And Father, we're coming now asking, as David came into Psalm 25, asking that you would pardon our iniquity, pardon all of our sins in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful that you are a God who's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness as far as the east is from the west. We have our advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one in heaven, at your right hand, pleading for us. And we'd ask that you would receive our worship, you would receive us for his sake. And Father, we're asking also that you would be with our governing authorities, that you would save them, and that you would cause them even to love you above all other things. And that you would cause them to love your law. Father, in these things we ask that you would hear us. Because we do pray in your Son's name, Jesus' name. Amen.